You are listening to Morning Edition on your community NPR station. This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair. We are sitting alongside Russ Collins. Now, Russ is the executive director of the Michigan and State Theaters, and he joins us every Thursday for Cinema Chat. And I am glad to say that we have not only a lot of news, but some amazing movies opening up this weekend that I'm excited to talk about.
It's true. It is that drum beat to the Oscars.
Indeed it is.
Coming up on the 24th, and that always...
And nobody's talking about it more than Hollywood itself.
That's right. That's their job. So being in the Midwest, we don't always get the films that are competing for the Academy Awards before the end of the previous calendar year. But there's also some other really interesting things that get released that may not be competing directly for awards, but they're just they have to be really good to compete in the high-quality environment at this time of year.
Right.
So one of the very unusual things, it seems like, who would go to this movie? It's called Bathtubs Over Broadway. And it's a documentary film about proprietary Broadway shows that were done for corporate meetings, sales meetings and annual meetings for corporations. And these were really big in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. And so Broadway composers that, you know, you well-known shows, Fiddler on the Roof and Camelot and all those type
Camelot.
Of... That's right.
Why do I know that?
Those composers put together specialized shows for General Electric, McDonald's, Ford Motor Company, DuPont, Xerox, and all kinds of things like this.
And that's why our products cost so much.
Well, you know, Detroit actually had a big documentary film business that did the same kind of things, but they weren't musicals, but they were proprietary films for industries. So this guy that worked for David Letterman, he was one of the comedy writers, was putting together some stuff, and he stumbled across these vintage records that were labeled for internal use only. So they were records that were created.
I've done some videos that way.
Yeah, for you know the memory of that particular sales meeting or whatever. He listened to these and was stunned by what he heard because you know these are great songs that nobody's heard because they were written for the proprietary nature of the company.
Right, and these are fully realized pieces.
Yeah, and then he discovered more and more, you know, film recordings and other kinds of recordings. So this documentary, Bathtubs Over Broadway, celebrates these industrial musical shows that were done live on stage back in the day. The guy's name is Stephen Young, and it's one of those films that has 100% positive critical reviews and 100% positive audience reviews for anyone that goes.
We may have said that twice in the 25 years we've been together.
So anyway, if you love Broadway shows, you have to go see this because it's your favorite Broadway composers. If you hate Broadway shows, you'll probably like going to see it because it's so ridiculous. But Bathtubs Over Broadway opens tomorrow, as does another documentary about a guy by the name of Matt Green, and he spent 5 years walking every road, every park path in the five boroughs of New York City.
8,000 miles.
8,000 miles of walking. It's very laid back, and it's all the people, not all the people, but lots of people that he met in all kinds of neighborhoods. People ask him, did you get mugged? And nope, never got mugged. You know, just did my walking routine and went through all parts, you know, all the fancy parts.
I would imagine
all the
in an endeavor like that, teaches you the history of the city, its people, and you get a real flavor of New York, and all from taking a long walk.
That's right. Jesse Eisenberg is one of the executive producers on it. He's a well-known actor, but it's this Matt Green story. And the critical consensus is really great. It gives you a literal on-the-ground view and feeling for New York City, all five boroughs, so
there's
pretty cool.
A couple of great movies that opened last week that we may not have seen yet.
That's right. On the Basis of Sex stars Felicity Jones as Ruth Bader Ginsburg as a young woman, and it's about essentially the start of her law career in law school at Harvard. She's married. Her husband, Marty, is played by Armie Hammer, and they had a really wonderful relationship. Marty actually had cancer while she was in law school, and he was in law school, too. They had to overcome that. They had a daughter.
And he was very forward-thinking for the times in his role of supporting gender equality.
Absolutely. Well, just supporting his wife.
Yeah.
And of course, you see the headwinds pushing against her after she graduates from law school. Again, top of her class. She went to Harvard for 2 years, and then they moved to Washington, D.C., and usually they let you do the last year of your law school someplace else, but they wouldn't let her do it, of course.
Because on occasion, you'll find a decent man behind a great woman.
That's right. Well, and Marty Ginsburg certainly was, and it's a great story. It makes you cry to think of all of the difficulties that she faced and
Indeed.
That women faced, and then it also lays out the first kind of lawsuits that started on the path to better gender equality. And then, if Beale Street Could Talk is on everybody's best picture list, Regina King.
Boy, is she getting some accolades.
Yeah, she won the Golden Globe for Best Supporting Actress. And it's based on a James Baldwin novel. It's directed by Barry Jenkins, who did Moonlight, which won the Oscar last year. And it's about a young couple and the family that surrounds them. The fiancé ends up getting unjustly accused and jailed for a crime he did not commit. They're expecting their first child. And then it's about all of the family that goes around and supports and deals with the very complicated dynamics that end up being
yet to meet anybody that
family.
Saw it that didn't walk away truly touched.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you are listening to 89.1 WEMU. This is Cinema Chat with Russ Collins, and a couple of special screenings available to us.
Yeah, very shortly we have A-Squared Tech Firm Showcase, which is a bunch of short films that are put together by tech firms in the local area. This is an internal thing. It's kind of like Bathtubs for Broadway.
I was just going to say, 25 years from now, we're going to have a documentary on it.
That's going to be Friday from 5 to 9. Stop on in if you like. Microhabitat is part of the Korean Cinema Now series that we're doing. That's going to be on Saturday, the 19th at 1 o'clock. We're doing a sing-along version of Frozen on Sunday at 3 o'clock. We just did a sing-along version of The Greatest Showman last weekend. It was great. Lots of folks come. So tickets are still available, but they're selling quickly for Frozen sing-along. That's on Sunday at 3 o'clock. We're going to do a Martin Luther King Day screening of Selma.
That's great. And, of course, MLK Day is this coming Monday.
That's right. Yeah. So that's coming up. The Man Who Fell to Earth continues.
David Bowie.
Our Nicholas Rogue series. It stars David Bowie as an alien who comes to Earth to look for water to save his home planet, but things get messed up. It's a very interesting film, and David Bowie
He's just a compelling performer.
Yeah, he's amazing. And then our anime series continues with Spirited Away. It's been so popular, we've moved it from the State Theater to the Michigan Theater to accommodate the crowds.
That's great.
So that's going to be Wednesday at 7 o'clock. Now, we have some other great films that are continuing on a first-run basis. Mary Queen of Scots, Roma, which is this Alphonse Cuarón film, nominated for Best Foreign Language Film. Yep. Vice, which is the Dick Cheney story, very interesting, told with Sam Rockwell as George W. Bush, and Tyler Perry as Colin Powell, Amy Adams as Lynn Cheney. It's got a great, great, great cast. And my favorite is Donald Rumsfeld, played by Steve Carell. And then The Favorite, which has got a lot of buzz on it. And it's an 18th century story of Queen Anne and her attendees. If you haven't seen Green Book, it's going to go away pretty quick. Go check it out. Well, opening at the multiplex is Glass. Now, this is M. Night Shyamalan's film. Now, he did a film called Unbreakable in the 2000s that was very well reviewed and did well at the box office. And then there's another movie called Split that came out in 2006.
That's right, it was with James McAvoy, I think.
That's right, that's right. And so Bruce Willis is back as David Dunn.
He was in Unbreakable.
He was in Unbreakable. Samuel Jackson plays Elijah Price, both from that. And then Mr. Glass is joining them from Split, played by James McAvoy. So M. Night Shyamalan has taken these two films and whipped them together, put all the characters and intrigue intrigue together that fit over both of those.
And because there
films.
Seemed inexplicable things that were happening with the primary characters in the first two, you find out why in this one.
That's right. Pulls it all together. So if you're into those two films, go check it out. It's
talk opening. About taking the long view. I mean, seriously, you know, 15 to 18 years he's taken to put this kind of concept together over a period of time.
That's absolutely right. Now, I'm going to be away next week. We're headed off to Sundance and our conference that we do for Art House Cinemas. So next week, we're going to open up Stan and Ollie, which is
I can't wait.
John C. Reilly as Oliver Hardy
Steve Coogan.
Steve Coogan as Stan Laurel. So it's Laurel and Hardy. And
have you seen any pictures of those two as those characters? It looks exactly like them.
It's amazing. Makeup these days is really remarkable. But it's about a British theater tour that they do. Now, this is a week from this Friday that it opens up. And then a couple of other films that are opening. Shoplifters, which was it won the Palme d'Or. It's a great, great film. May win the best foreign language picture. And those two films are opening up next week. So anyway, we will talk to you with a full review from Sundance in a couple weeks.
Looking forward to it. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair. And we thank you for joining us this week for another edition of Cinema Chat. Here at each Thursday, exclusively on your community NPR station. It's 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta, on the way to Sundance.